I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Let's get down to Gainesville, Florida. And a story involving 34-year-old Ashley Nobles. Ashley broke into a house on Saturday and stole about $1,000 worth of stuff. A diamond ring. Wow, that's a good take. Some speakers. Maybe one of those Huey Boom speakers or something. Those are great. Some hair extensions. Why not? Change it up. And two shoes. Now, it's two shoes, John, but not a pair of shoes. She stole one Nike shoe and one Converse shoe.
Is that what the kids do today now? They mix up the brands?
No, but her victim was able to prove that Ashley had stolen all the stuff from her house when she showed the cop the matching Nike and other matching Converse. It's like, who would have the other two missing shoes other than 34-year-old Ashley Noble? So Ashley was arrested and charged with burglary, criminal mischief, and grand theft because she had the other two matching shoes.
And people lined up last weekend like they have never seen before for hours in this town, Foley, Alabama. Everyone was excited and been excited for some time for the new amusement park that opened last weekend. Now we had a tragic amusement park story in the news today. This story will turn tragic, but not that kind of tragedy where anyone gets killed or hurt.
An amusement park in Foley, Alabama constitutes the back of a pickup truck, doesn't it?
Feelings are going to get hurt here. But they were promoting all kinds of great rides that had never been in the community before, roller coasters, etc.
The Still Roll.
And everybody was excited, and they lined up for this. And then they found out, while they were in line, about the restrictions. The height restrictions. Well, there were no complaints about the height restrictions. But then came the weight restrictions. They say in their verbiage, guests of certain body proportions may not be able to be accommodated on some of the park's rides. Guests who exceed 225 pounds.
That's like your average sixth grader.
Have a 40-inch waistline. Or females who exceed 200 pounds or wear a size 18 or larger will not be able to get onto the rides. They say the restrictions are for safety reasons. Certain lap bars and shoulder restraints may not function properly on the larger adults. Guests must be able to utilize all safety restraints and devices as designed by the manufacturer. Guests must have the ability to maintain the proper upright position and riding posture during the entire ride operation. And these aren't little kids' rides. These are rides for kids and adults. The statement goes on to reiterate that safety is the number one concern for all guests at the park. And we understand that, especially in light of what happened last night in Ohio, that safety's got to... That's got to be number one. But what is the point of making an amusement park ride that, you know, for adults that you, people who are over 225 pounds can't get on?
Yeah.
What do you call an empty amusement park ride in Wisconsin, Brad? Any ride that has a 225-pound weight limit. No one in America's Dairyland is going to be able to get on that.
I noticed there was no restrictions mentioned about the midway food tents and stuff like that.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. No, they're not serving celery sticks and carrot sticks over there.
I don't think so, unless they're deep fried.